Well, as always, it's a happy privilege to be here. Real hoarse tonight from preaching about 13 messages in a row that we've preached, and trying to pray a little bit, preach. Sometimes it pulls our throat down quite a bit. But it's still a real privilege to be here and talk about Jesus. I'd like to say that we're very grateful to be here and also to have you here. It's a real privilege to have you here with us. To see you come out and be in service with us, it really makes us feel good to know that you care enough about Jesus to come out and to be with us. I'm thankful for his wonderful blessings. I keep looking for Brother Paul tonight. I don't know where he's at. Oh, I see. I know he hasn't missed a night of this meeting, and I always look forward to him being here with us. I want to read just a little bit to you from the fourth chapter of the book of 1 John. If you've got your Bibles, I'd like for you to read with me. The fourth chapter, the first verse, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us, heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also." It's reading the entire fourth chapter. I want to just take my time for just a few minutes tonight and talk to you about Jesus and share my enthusiasm with you about the Son of God. I read to you here in the book of John where he tells us that if a person is of the world, then the world will hear that person. The world will hear a person if the person is of the world. You know, it stands to reason that if a person is of the world and a person begins to witness of things that they want to do, then the world will hear that person. But the Bible said that if a person is of God and we witness of God, then the person that is of God will hear us. A person that is not of God will not hear us. But a person that is of God, they will hear us. The reason they will hear us is because they are of God. They will hear us because we are a mouthpiece for God. We are speaking in the behalf of God. Therefore, God causeth them to hear us. There is something that is relative to them that belong to God and those that speak in the name of the Lord. If there is something relative to you, when a person speaks to you in the name of the Lord, there will be a connection. You take a magnet, and that magnet can move over metal. If there's anything in that metal that is relative to that magnet, there will be a response, an immediate response, because the relativeness of that which is in the magnet touches that which is relative to it that is in the metal. And there will be a quickening, there will be a movement. And so it is with God. If God is in my heart and I speak to you in the name of the Lord and speak to you by the word of God, then the Spirit on the inside of me, if there's anything that is in you that is relative to it, it will make connection with that, and there will be a quickening in your heart, and there will be something in your heart that will be relative to it, and you will be drawn to this wonderful quickening that is in my spirit and in my heart. Jesus said, Father, make these one, even as we are one. Make these one spirit, Father. I am one with you. In that the Bible said the last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. God being a spirit, they became one. Therefore, he that is born to the Spirit is spirit. Therefore, he becomes one with the Father. For we are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, we're not in the flesh, but we are in the Spirit. And God, the great Spirit, is on the inside of us. Isn't that right? Now, the Bible tells us that if any man deny that Christ is come in the flesh, that man is Antichrist. If there is a teaching in the land anywhere that the great Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit does not live in your human being or human person today, that is Antichrist teachings. And the Bible says that there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world. There's many false prophets in the world today. This is something that we need to get a hold of, is the fact that there are many false prophets in the world today. You know, we listen at preachers and we get in this kind of a rut. We say, now, Brother Pike, we had rather that you wouldn't say anything about anybody's religion. We'd rather that you wouldn't say anything about any kind of a preacher. We'd rather that you would just preach the gospel. Did you know that it is utterly impossible for you to preach the gospel without preaching against certain religions and without reflecting certain people? It is impossible to do that. Jesus, when he preached the gospel,
he made it very clear. He said, "You Pharisees and you Sadducees, you're a bunch of hypocrites," he said. Why did Jesus do that? That was the strictest religion of that day. That was the outstanding religion of that day. Why did Jesus go into the very church of that day and turn over the money tables and pop the whips and drive the people out of it and say that you've made my Father's house a den of thieves and a place of money changers, when it's written in the scriptures that it shall be called of all nations a house of prayer? Brother, sister, there ain't no way that you can preach the gospel without preaching against sin. There ain't no way to preach the gospel without preaching against false prophets. Somebody would say, "Brother Pye, everybody is trying to preach the gospel. Everybody is trying to help somebody. Why, if they've got some kind of religion, leave them alone. For we're all going the same way." Yeah, we're all going the same way, all right, to the judgment. But there's going to be a dividing when we get up there. There's going to be a dividing when we get up there. We're all going the same way, all right. We're going over to God's house and we're going to have a little chat over this thing and see who's been doing God's will and who's been pleasing God. But when we get there, it's going to be a change and a radical change, and there's going to be difference of directions as to where we go and who we are. So then, many false prophets have gone out into the world. Many false prophets. See, brother and sister in Christ, there are false prophets in the world today. There are people that are not preaching the true gospel today. You say, "Well, we know there's a lot of people, Brother Pike, that's not right with God. Just forget about them." I'm not talking about people that's not right with God. I'm talking about people that testify and say they are right with God, that are liars and false prophets. I'm talking about preachers. I'm talking about men that you hear over the radio, men that you see on TV. I'm talking about men that print books, books that you read, false prophets. Not one of them, not two of them, but the Bible said many false prophets have gone out. That means in the world today, somebody's not telling the truth, Ed. Somebody's not telling the truth. The Bible said, "I am set for the defense of the gospel. I came to bear witness of the truth," Jesus said. Pilate said, "What is truth? Tell me, Jesus, what is this thing you call truth?" Jesus said, "I came to bear witness of it." And the Bible said, "When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he'll reprove the world of sin." What is this thing that you call truth? It is a true fact that it shall come to pass that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is a true fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. It is a truth that he shed his blood at Calvary. And it is a true fact that God has set in the church a fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints of the living God. Many things that we could witness of the truth tonight. So then we came to bear witness of the word tonight. For what is truth? The word is truth. The Bible said, "My words are truth. My words are spirit. My words are life." Many false prophets are in the world today. Many false prophets are in the world today. If it wasn't for the false prophets of today, this building wouldn't hold the people. You couldn't get a parking lot big enough within a quarter of a mile to hold the cars. Why? Because we are preaching God's word today. But the thing is, their minds are distorted. Their minds are tore up. Their minds are confused. Why? Because false prophets have confused their mind and messed with their minds and distorted their minds. Did you know it is a serious thing to mess with a man's mind? The Bible speaks of a virgin. When a man defiles a virgin, it is a serious thing. God will have his life for it. If he does that and he doesn't marry the girl, it is the same way with a human mind. That mind belongs to God. It is the virginity to God and the man that messes with that mind and causes that mind to bring about a conception of debauchery. God will take his soul for that thing, because that belongs to God and to the Holy Spirit. But nevertheless, the devil is on the rampage today. And he's trying today in every way to trample down the mind of humanity and to confuse the mind of humanity, to tear up the mind of humanity. Brother and sister, we need to be careful when we talk to a human being. We need to know what we're talking about when we talk to a human being. When we go to indoctrinate a person, when we go to pass our opinion, when we go to say something, we need to know what we are talking about. God will get you if you mess with a human mind. God will get you if you mess with a human spirit, because that is God's prerogative. That is God's priority. That is God's, and it belongs solely to Christ. And God doesn't want you tampering with it. God doesn't want you messing with it. God is eager to see that that person comes to a divine conception of the Holy Word of God. The Spirit of God is waiting to woo us, to cause us to conceive of the great, wonderful Spirit of God, as Mary did when she conceived of the Holy Ghost, to bring forth the Christ of that day. God has brought a divine conception within our heart. And Paul said, I travail till Christ be formed within you. And God is patiently waiting. The seed has been sown of the sower. The Holy Spirit comes to sow it. And the Bible tells us that it is not the preacher speaking, but it is God that's speaking from within him. And this great divine presence of God overshadows us, and the angel of the Lord comes upon us. And then the divine conception of God comes, and our hearts are filled with the glory of God. And the seed that is not of corruption, that incorruptible seed that brings forth life and drives away the shadow of death. I don't think there is anything that is more detestable to God, anything that is more detestable and repulsive to a true man of God, than to have some old hypocrite sitting around that says, I ain't going back to church. He said something against the Methodists. He said something against the Baptists. He said something against the Catholic. He said something against the Pentecostal. Brother, we gotta say something against the devil. If the devil's in the Baptist, then we say it against the Baptist. If the devil's in the Methodist, we say it against the Methodist. If the devil's in the Pentecostals, we say it against the Pentecostals. If the devil's in the Catholics, we say it against the Catholics. But we're preaching against the devil. And the man that ain't got the backbone to open up his mouth and preach against it, he's a hypocrite himself. He's not worthy to be called a son of God. He don't have a right to name the name of Christ and tell people that he's a preacher of the gospel and of righteousness. He that God sendeth will speak God's word. We're here to preach against sin. Did you know that sin is in the Baptist church? Somebody say, I love Jesus. Did you know that sin is in the Methodist church? Did you know that sin is in the Pentecostal churches? Did you know that sin is in the Catholic churches? The Presbyterian churches? Did you know that it's in the Episcopal churches? Did you know it's in the non-denominational churches? Did you know we got some of it out at Little Bethlehem? Somebody say, I love Jesus. Glory to God, the devil's everywhere. Did you know that? He's the prince of this world. And not only will he be at Bethlehem, but he'll be in some of the people of Bethlehem if they'll let him get in. The devil don't care where he goes. Did you know God, he's careful about where he goes. You love the Lord? I said, he's careful about where he goes. He might not even go to a Baptist church. Somebody say amen. I said, God's so careful, he might not even go to a Baptist church. Who knows? Oh, somebody said, look out, Brother Pye. Why, more than that, there's some Pentecostal churches he won't even go to. Some Methodist churches he won't go to. There's some Catholic churches he won't go to. Did you know that? There's a lot of places God won't go to. There's some non-denominational churches that God won't go to. There's some churches that God spends his time knocking at the door, but they won't let him in. Did you know that this lukewarm Laodicean church age, the Bible said God is standing at the door knocking and they won't let him come in? He said they're lukewarm. And I'll spew you out of my mouth, he said. He said, you say that you're rich and have need of nothing. But I say that you're wretched and naked and blind. And I counsel of you to buy of me raiment tried in the fire. Did you know the only raiment I know of that's tried in the fire is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ? Did you know the Bible said, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ the raiment tried in the fire? Did you know the Bible said, make no provision for the things of the world to fulfill the lust thereof? And the Bible said, as many as been baptized into Christ to put on Christ. Is that right? As many as been baptized into Christ. And the Bible said, if you come up there without the wedding garment, which is the body of Christ, the righteousness of God, then you'll be bound hand and feet by the demons and you'll be cast out. Is that right? Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that Bible? Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provisions for the flesh. God, in this lukewarm Laodicean age, said, I counsel of you to buy of me raiment that's tried in the fire. What kind of raiment is that? The body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That body that went down into the chambers of hell. For the Bible said he suffered not his Holy One to see corruption, nor his soul to remain in hell. That Jesus that went down into the flames of fire, that body that passed through the chambers of fire, that raiment that was tried as fire, put ye on Christ, hallelujah. Make no provision for the flesh, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on that wedding garment so that you'll be right when you come into the presence of God. I counsel of you to buy of me that raiment. He said, you last church age people, you are lukewarm, you lay out of sin. You've got your great cathedrals, you've got your great steeples, you've got your money towers, you've got your deacons, you've got your preachers. But I say unto you that you're lukewarm, Laodicean, I'll spew you out of my mouth, Jesus said. And Solomon said he's standing at the door knocking. Standing at the door knocking. He's saying, can I come in? They say, I'm sorry, but we just accept Baptists. We don't have anybody here outside of Baptists. No, sir, we just have Methodists. That's all we have over here. We don't have nothing like that over here. Nope, just Pentecostals, that's all. That's all we have over here. Don't have any more of them. Nah, we're all Catholic. We don't believe in that. Who are you anyway? I'm the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm the Son of God. I'm the one that died for your sins. That's what it's all about. But the Bible said they wouldn't let him in. He couldn't find no place. He couldn't find no place. Brother Vince, he knocked, but he couldn't find no place. The Bible said he stands at the heart's door, he knocks. And whoever will open the heart's door, he'll come in and sup with you. He'll come in and sup with you. If you'll open your heart's door, what is wrong? Too many false prophets has gone out into the world today. There's too many false prophets that's gone out into the world today. Too many false prophets that's gone out into the world today. Somebody would say, Brother Pike, don't say that about them folks. Well, I'll tell you what, how about you volunteering tonight and you tell me where the false prophets are? I tell you what, just let me shut up and you tell me where the false prophets are. If I don't know where they are, then you tell me where they are. You tell me whether they're in the Methodist church or the Baptist church or the Presbyterian church or the Catholic church or the Pentecostal church. You tell me where they are. I tell you where they are tonight. They're in the Baptist, they're in the Methodist, they're in the Presbyterian, they're in the Catholic, they're in the Episcopal, they're in the non-denominational. They're everywhere in the world today. That's where they are. You say, how many? The Bible said many of them. Many of them. Many of them. You know what? I'm glad today that there's some that's not false prophets. Now, the Bible says, if any man is preaching any kind of doctrine, any kind of a doctrine that does not state that God, the Holy Spirit, lives inside of a human being in this hour, walks and talks and breathes inside of a human being this hour, that if anybody teaches anything contrary to the fact that God, the great Spirit of Christ, lives inside of a human body today, that that man is an antichrist, is the false prophet. Somebody said, all you got to do is believe. The Bible didn't say that. Somebody said, we're having a great campaign, Brother Pike. Got 10,000 believers. I guess the devil must have been one of them, because the Bible said he's the believer. He believes. He believes there's one God, and if you believe there's one God, you're doing well, because a lot of people believe there's three gods. Somebody say, I love Jesus. I said, if you believe there's one God, the Bible said you do well. The devil believes there's one God and trembles, but a lot of people believe there are two gods. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? But if you believe there's one God, the Bible said you do well. How many believe there's one God? Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, all of your mind, and all of your strength. Isn't that right? So then, if any man teaches other than Christ living in the temple, it's an antichrist. Somebody would say, in this campaign, we had a lot of believers, Brother Pike. They really believed. They shook hands with the minister and they joined the church. Some of them was sprinkled and some of them was dipped. Some of them was just patted and said, go on by, it ain't necessary because you're special. Some said, I'd like to come over and be baptized, but I'm a busy professional man. Somebody said, well, God understands professional folks. After all, he's just the King of Glory. He came down to a muddy river to be baptized. But you professional folks, you're so important. Why, God understands. You don't have to take time out from your practices every day to go down and be baptized. We understand. Not necessary for all of them to be baptized anyway. But you other folks, you need to come over here and be baptized. Don't you know that sounds foolish? Don't you know that sounds foolish? Don't you know that sounds foolish? What if I got up here tonight and I'd say, now folks, let me tell you something. It's necessary for Brother Paul to be here tonight. Necessary for Brother Bill to be here tonight and Brother John to be here tonight. Because they need to be here, but ain't necessary for all of you folks to come down here. All of you don't need to go to church. Say, why not? Well, y'all are special. You know what? Jesus said, what I say unto one, I say unto the professional man. What I say unto one, I say unto the doctor, I say unto the dentist, I say unto the president, I say unto the governor, I say unto the mayor, I say unto the millionaire. What I say unto one, I say unto all of them, repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, that you may receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For it's unto you and your children, to as many as be afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Be baptized. Wash away your sins. What I say unto one, I say unto all. What I say unto one, I say unto all. The Bible said, the like figure wherein do baptism does also now save you. I said that unto all. Why was Paul baptized? Why was Peter baptized? Why was Jesus baptized? Why was all of the early church, 3,000 of them, baptized? Some of these philosophers and false prophets of today, they've got a new doctrine. You know what they've done? They've made it convenient for people that'll slip them $100 or $500 on the side. They've made it convenient for the snake in the grass. They've made it convenient for that person out yonder that don't want to live right. The Bible said, of this kind are they that slip into houses and lead silly women astray, that's laden with divers lust. God lets them literally rob people by not telling them the truth. Isn't that right? Literally rob people by not telling them the truth. But oh, my brother, let me tell you, when the Bible speaks, it speaks to Brother Pike. When the Bible speaks, it speaks to Brother Taylor. When the Bible speaks, it speaks to all of us. And what God tells one of us to do, the other one needs to do it too. You love Jesus? Hallelujah. I've seen people straining a gnat and swallow a camel. You know, the Bible speaks of the false prophets, the blind gods that straining a gnat, swallow a camel, said if the blind lead the blind, they all fall into the ditch. I've seen some of them blind gods and false prophets take Paul the apostle and wrestle with what Paul said over there. Just wrestle with it and try to wrestle baptism, slap out of the Bible. But yet that same man that they used by the name of Paul the apostle was the same man in the Acts of the Apostles in the 19th chapter that told them to be baptized over in the name of the Son of God. That same man that preached faith, that same great man that they said was such a great Bible scholar that some of the false prophets based their knowledge upon, thinking that they're so smart, saying that it ain't necessary because Paul said such and such. But yet that same Paul was baptized when they said, repent, Paul, wash away your sins and be baptized, calling on the name of Jesus. Many false prophets have gone out into the world. You know, the devil loves to get rid of baptism. He can get rid of the name. And the ones that can't get rid of the name that way, they just change it around and they baptize you in the titles to get rid of the name. Somebody say, I love Jesus. You say, what do you mean, Brother Pike? Don't you believe that we ought to be baptized? I believe we ought to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And these three are one. These three are one. These three are one. These three are one. Is that right? And we need to be baptized in the name. 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 Salvation is not in the name, Father. Salvation is not in the name, Holy Ghost. Salvation is not in the name, Son. The Bible said salvation is in the name, Jesus. And it's in none other name. Somebody would say, well, now, Brother Pike, it's not really talking about the name. Then why did it say the name? God usually talks about what he means and means what he talks about. Why did he have to say something he don't mean and talk about something he don't mean? He said salvation is in none other name. None other name. Salvation is not in the name Holy Ghost. Salvation is not in the name Father. Salvation is not in the name Son. Be baptized in the name of Jesus. Why? For the remission of sin. Why in the name of Jesus? Because the Bible said there's none other name. And the Bible said, be baptized for the remission of sin. For the remission of sin shall be taught how? In the name of Jesus. Beginning at Jerusalem and then to the uttermost parts of the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous flee into it and they are saved. As many as been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You're not saved by the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but by the answer of a good conscience toward God. The writer said, as in the days of Noah when eight was saved by water, even the like figure whereunto baptism does also now save you. Is that right? Lest a man be born to the water and of the Spirit. Somebody said, we got to be born to the Spirit, Brother Pike. I know we got to be born to the Spirit. I said the other night, if a baby comes into this world, if it don't have any spirit, it's a stillbirth. It's a dead thing. But brother, the Bible said you'd be born of the water and of the Spirit. Jesus said, lest a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he shall in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. Is that right? Now, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. If any man teach that Christ is not living within you, he is Antichrist. Because if I put on Christ, that means I have Christ. I have Christ. I have Christ. If I put him on as my bodily righteousness, and God sees his body as my body, and that my body is dead and buried in the watery grave, then it is his body that God sees. He doesn't see my wretched body anymore because it's taken out of his sight by Calvary. Thus Jesus becomes my sin at Calvary, dies out of the presence of God, that I might become his righteous body in the presence of God and live in the presence of God throughout eternity. Also, if it is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, then it is no more I that live, but it is Christ that liveth within me. And the life I live with the Son of God, because it's the Son of God's body. Therefore, it is the Son of God's life. I am bone of his bone. I am flesh of his flesh. That which is old is passed away, and behold, I'm a new creature. But many false prophets have gone out into the world. Who are those false prophets? Somebody that's looking for a dollar to build an empire. Somebody that's looking for a dollar to build an empire. They don't care how you dress. They don't care how you talk. They don't care how you look. They don't care what you do. As long as you just send them some money and tell them that you believe. Tell them that you believe and send them a dollar. That's all they care about. Brother, don't you know God isn't going to accept any mess like that? God isn't in such bad shape that he can't cause people to live according to his word. Many false prophets have gone out into the world today. Many false prophets. Therefore, try the spirit. See if they be of God. How are you going to try a spirit? You're never a living human being. The Bible said not to know him after the flesh, but after the spirit. If you know a man after the flesh, he might have a PhD and you might just be, you know, nobody. You may not have any education. He might be a millionaire and have millions, and you might not have any money at all. And if you know him after the flesh, he's a big fella. But I'll tell you what, if you'll get past his worldly talents and you look at him according to his spirit and see what kind of spirit he's got and see if he's born to the spirit, see if he's the spirit of the devil, if he's the spirit of God, then my brother, know him after the spirit, and then you'll know how to judge him. You'll know how to deal with him. You'll know whether or not you should confide in him and put your trust and confidence in him. For many false prophets are in the world today. Hundreds and millions of dollars, beloved friend. Hundreds and millions of dollars are being taken up by men that are raking in souls just like somebody would rake the leaves off of the yard. Hundreds of millions of dollars, and people are being sucked into a suck hole and pulled into that thing. For if the blind lead the blind, they all fall into the ditch. All fall into the ditch. You know, in the day that we're living in, everybody's got a project. Everybody's got a project. Now let me tell you something. I said the other night, schools and colleges and hospitals are good. There's nothing wrong with them. They got their place in the world. But God called us to preach the gospel. It's all right if you want to do those things, but those things don't glorify God. You say, why is that, Brother Pike? Because the world is building schools. The world is building colleges. The world is building hospitals. And when you get through, you've done no more than the world has done. You say, but we've done it by faith. What do you mean by faith? When you've compromised with every nudeness in the book? When you got people running the campuses half naked? When you violated the word of God? And when you've taken wretched people of every kind to get a dollar out of them and made allowance for everything that they're doing, you call that by faith. Faith, my brother, is when you don't have any sauce. Faith is when you don't lean upon the arm of flesh. Faith is when you don't write a letter to somebody and say, you better give me a dollar, don't I'm going to sink. Somebody say, I love Jesus. Can't you just picture Jesus sitting down saying, send me a dollar, I'm going down, send me a dollar, I'm going down. Can't you just picture Jesus saying, now I'm writing to you because of this great faith of mine. Send me a dollar, I'm going down. Well, he isn't the one that's got the faith. He's depending on your faith for you to get the dollar. Like somebody wrote a letter, said, if you ain't got it, go somewhere and borrow it and send it to me. Somebody said, now, Brother Pike, you're getting just a little bit to the extremes while you know those fellas on the level. Yeah. I'm talking about false prophets now. That's like somebody that wrote Brother Harold Walker's mother a letter and said, dear sister, I'm praying for you because God has spoke to me about you and told me your condition and that I should pray for you and how much money you should send me. And Brother Harold got the letter. And he said, Brother Pike, my mother's been dead for a long, long time, for a number of years. Somebody say, I love Jesus. He said, God told him to pray for her. Only a Catholic would do that because they believe in purgatory. And he was supposed to be Pentecostal. You love Jesus? You love Jesus? You know there ain't no purgatory. That's the silliest thing you ever heard of in your life, purgatory. That's like the priest and me was talking the other day. The priest told me he didn't believe no such silly thing as purgatory. And he was a Catholic priest. If the Catholic priest don't believe in it, I don't know why the Catholics ought to believe in it. Do you? He told me where it got its origin. And it's a foolish thing. My, you can't believe that people with godly intelligence and people with understanding would be trapped by so many things. You say, Brother Pike, what's causing this? Because they have not a love for the truth. When they hear the truth of God, they try to get around it. They try to evade the truth. They manipulate here and change about and try to go a different way until God gets upset with them and sends them strong delusions and lets them believe a lie and be damned. And it lets people come in and just rob them because they won't love the truth. But folks, don't you love the truth tonight? Don't you love the truth tonight? Don't you love the truth tonight? You know what? People have got so intellectually brilliant until they become a bunch of fools. The Bible said the fool has said in his heart there's no God. When a man gets so much education, he decides that he's a scientist and he's figured out that there's no God. He's a fool. The Bible said he's the fool. Isn't that right? The fool has said in his heart there's no God. They've got so intellectually smart, they've outsmarted their own selves. And thinking themselves to be wise, the Bible said they have become fools. Isn't that right? Jesus said, you fools and you blind. If the blind lead the blind, they all fall into the ditch. Isn't that right? Fools and blind, he said. Strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Praise God. Like somebody was trying to figure out the scripture where the Bible said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. This fellow figured it all out. He said it didn't really mean that at all, so he wrote another Bible. He wrote another Bible. He said what it meant was that it was a rope. And you could take a rope apart, break it down to one tiny strand, and then you could do it. You know what? That would still take a big needle because I threaded a needle. That would be a big needle. Even one strand of a rope. Did you know that? If you broke it down to the finest one, that'd still be a big needle. Don't you see how foolish that is? Somebody would say, well, at least he figured it out. The Bible said with men, this is impossible. If he figured out how to do it by man, then it's not impossible with man. So then that makes him foolish. Because the Bible said with man, it is impossible. It is impossible. God meant exactly what he said. A man can't put a camel through the eye of a needle. It is impossible. But he said all things are possible with God. I believe that God can put a camel through the eye of a needle, put a man in the belly of the whale, or put the whale in the belly of the man. Somebody say, I love Jesus. I believe that. Jesus Christ walked right through the wall, didn't he? Right through the wall. Now that's impossible with mankind. You try walking through this wall and see what happens to you. But Jesus walked right through the wall. With men it is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. You say, well, Jesus done it, but you couldn't do it. Oh, Brother Elijah walked right through the barriers of time. Isn't that right? Enoch walked right through the barriers of time. Went over into eternity because he believed. Oh, Brother Ezekiel was caught up, taken for a ride through the air without an airplane and was set down in the valley of dry bones. Isn't that right? The Bible says it was. You say, do you believe all that? I'm afraid I do. I'm afraid I do. Say, well, you're just a fool. Well, I'm a fool for Christ, Paul said. If I'm beside myself, I'm beside myself because I believe in the Word of God. So then there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world today. Now then, where are those false prophets? If the Bible says that there are many false prophets in the world today, then, brother, there's many false prophets in the world today. Now, where are those false prophets? Where are they? I say that they're on television. I say that they're on the radio. I say that they're in the churches. I say that they're all over the nation and all over the world. I've met them everywhere. False prophets. I was preaching for a man here in Atlanta, Georgia, a number of years ago. I went up to Big Gun. We were supposed to make a radio broadcast. I walked in, and this man was holding revival at his place. He had a big theater building here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was holding revival, and we went into the place there to preach. And as we walked by the disc jockey and one of the managers over there, he said hello to the preacher, and they were acquainted. He said, how's everything going? He said, boy, he said, in this business, it's dog eat dog. I thought, what did you say? The man said, huh? You mean in God's business, it's dog eat dog? You know, I didn't know what he was talking about. But it wasn't long before I understood what he's talking about. You know, Jesus called the Gentiles a bunch of dogs. And if you ain't born again, it's dog eat dog. Did you know that? It's dog eat dog. And a few nights later, when I was over there preaching, we had a good meeting started. I mean a good meeting, and people done started piling in and being healed. And we was in for a real meeting. And this fellow cruised off in his Cadillac, called back over his telephone, and said, Brother Pike. I said, yes, sir. He said, how's everything going? I said, wonderful. He said, get that offering, boy, get that offering. I said, huh? He said, get that money. I said, get the money? It shocked me. He said, get that money if you have to prophesy a little bit. Get that money if you have to cry a little bit. But get that money! I was so dumbfounded, I said, is that all you got to say? Or something about like that. He said, yep. I hung the phone up. I went back and closed the revival out. I didn't say nothing to him and nobody. I left. You love the Lord? That's the problem with the world today. They want to get that money. Get that money. Did you know the Bible said the love of the money is the root to all evil? It's the love that's of the money that's the root to all evil? Did you know that? It is the love for money that is the root to all evil. That's where the problem is today. The dictionary gives money as mammon. And the Bible said you can't serve God and serve mammon. You can't be a tribute or slave to tribute. You can't be under the bondage of money, the bondage of the things of this world. You can't be controlled by mammon and still be a child of God. There's no way. The Bible said you cannot serve two masters. You either hate one and love the other. You'll cleave to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both of them. When you see a man that's running around after money, a man that's controlled by money, a man that's always wanting to make money, a man that's always talking about money or making money, that man is bound by mammon, and that man is controlled by Satan. And that man is in trouble, and that man loves the things of this world, and that individual is in trouble with God. The Bible said, let your conversation be holy. Let your conversation be godly. Let your conversation be virtuous. Let your conversation be pure. Isn't that right? Talk about Jesus. Talk about heavenly things. Talk about the Word of God. Talk about the revelation. Talk about eternal life. Keep your mind on God. Keep your mind on the good things. Hallelujah. That God has promised to us in the Spirit. You love the Lord? Hallelujah. You say, what are you preaching about tonight? False prophets. Some of you have already guessed it. False prophets. I'm preaching about false prophets. Are there then false prophets in the world? Brother, let me tell you something. If you listen to the false prophets, and then if you sidestep the Word of God, you're going to pay. Every transgression that you commit, when you know the truth concerning a thing, it must be paid for. It may be a sick baby. It may be a heartache. with a deformed baby. It might be cancer in your body. It might be a heart condition. It might be poverty. It might be a wreck. It might be sorrow. But you will pay for every willful transgression that you make in this world. There is no remission of sin. There is no forgiveness. There is no atonement for a willful sin. When you willingly do something, when you know that God's word is against it, and you've heard it preached against, and you know it's God's word, you must pay for that. You can weep, you can cry, you can beg, you can plead, you can ask forgiveness all you want to, but God will not forgive you. You must pay for that sin. You must pay for it. The blood does not atone for that. The blood does not atone for willful sin. All right, let me say just a few more things and we're going to close. Can you listen just a few more minutes and then we're going to close. Now, last night we preached about Revelation. Tonight we're preaching about false prophets. Many of them are in the world. Now listen, I say again that if you are a sinner, you don't know the gospel, you don't know the things of God, and you don't understand. God has given his son Jesus, and the Lord is standing there with the blood dripping, his kind, tender hands, mercifully outstretched, saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Because you are a sinner, because you do not know, though you are guilty of wrong, yet he says, I love you, I love you, I love you. But brother and sister, when you know to do good and you won't do good, God is standing there saying, you hypocrite, I am angry with the wicked every day. I will pursue you till you perish from off the face of this earth. Your offerings is abomination in my sight. Don't give me nothing because I don't want it. Your prayers is abomination in my sight. Don't pray to me. When you willingly go out and do your evil, I don't want to hear your prayers. God said, I will tear you to pieces. Beware ye that forget God, lest I tear you into pieces. For all nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. When you know to do right, and you won't do it, God is angry with you every day. The Bible said God is angry with the wicked every day. And when a preacher takes the initiative to get up and preach to a congregation that he knows the word of God and understands the word of God and won't live right, and he goes to telling them that everything is all right, God said, you have wearied me with your words by saying the wicked is good. He said, it is an abomination of God to set a light by the dead. He told him in the Old Testament, he said, if you set a light by the dead, you'll be cut off. In the Old Testament, when a man was buried out in the graveyard, you couldn't go out there and set a light by his grave like they are doing today. Like the Kennedy grave over there, setting an eternal flame, they call it. You couldn't set a light by a dead man's grave. God would cut you off from that. Why? It had a spiritual significance. What was the spiritual significance? That God is light, and a preacher cannot take a person God has rejected, a spiritual hypocrite, and give him light by telling him he's going to be all right. Set a light by him and tell him that God loves him because he's dead, twice dead, and plucked up by the root. And if you set a light by him, you are an abomination in the sight of God, and God will cut you off. That's what a false prophet is. They're doing it every day, hundreds of thousands in their churches, but to get their payroll, to get their money, to build the big cathedrals, to do the things they want, to have their projects in life. They're setting a light by the dead. They're setting a light by them that God rejected. They're setting a light by them that God will not have. And God said they are an abomination in his sight. So then, we are they that are the living. Why seek ye the living among the dead? When they came to look for Jesus, Jesus had risen from the tomb. And they said, "We're looking for Jesus." He said, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? Why seek ye the living among the dead? All of them that are born of God, they're not of this world, neither are they in this world. For God has chosen them out of this world, and they are hid with Christ in God, whom the heavens have received. Rejoice ye that dwell in the heaven. Rejoice ye, for I have chosen you out of this world. I have hid you with Christ in God, whom the heavens have received. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Those that are down there are dead. I've rejected them. But brothers and sisters, you're sitting in heavenly places tonight, and you're made partakers of the Holy Ghost tonight, and the good word of God and the wonderful blessings of Christ." Hallelujah. Don't you love Jesus tonight? Can't you say hallelujah tonight? Hallelujah. When I lift my hands to God, it makes me feel good to know that He's my Savior, to know that I can lift up my voice and love Him. He is so wonderful. You love Him. So then there's many false prophets in the world today. How then can we tell them? By their fruits. By their fruits ye shall know them. By their fruits. And what is the fruits? The fruits of the Spirit. And what is the fruits of the Spirit? Love, peace, joy, meekness, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness. All of these wonderful things are the fruits of the Spirit. You say, "But Brother Pike, I hear these wonderful men preaching love all the time. But did you ever meet some of these wonderful men that you talk about preaching love? They're not so wonderful. I've met some of them, and brother, they're not so wonderful. You talking about some cantankerous fellas. But I mean, some of them are some cantankerous fellas. They sound loving and they sound sweet and they sound kind. But when it comes to the love of God, when it comes to the real Spirit of God, you just ought to meet some of them and talk to them and know them in person." So then tonight, there are many false prophets in the world today. The child is known by his doings. What are they doing? What are they doing? Are they doing the will of God? Are they doing the will of God? He that God sendeth will speak God's word. Are they doing the will of God? Are they preaching the word of God? Are they practicing the word of God? Do they walk in the word of God? Are they manifesting the word of God? Are they teaching the word of God? Are they trying to give the people the truth, the word of God? We're set for the defense of the gospel. We're witnessing in the behalf of the truth tonight. You say, "But Brother Pike, they work signs and wonders." I know they do. A lot of them is lying signs and wonders. They work miracles. So did the three unclean spirits that went out as frogs. The Bible said the three unclean spirits went out and they were working miracles throughout all the land. You know why? They were trying to get a gathering. They were trying to get a following. Is that right? They were after a following. Miracles? The devil loves miracles. Did you know that? Anything that pertains to the flesh, when it comes to healing, he's for it. When it comes to prosperity, all them boys can talk about is miracles, healings, and prosperity. Did you know that? And the flesh just eats it up because the devil savors the things that be of the flesh. But you don't hear him preaching holiness. You don't hear him preaching self-denial. You don't hear him preaching getting close to God. You don't hear them preaching come out from among them and be a separate people. You don't hear them preaching get the love of the world out of you and be a separate people. You don't hear them preaching the things that God commanded them to preach. You don't hear them preaching virtues and holiness and righteousness. You don't hear them preaching those kind of things, do you? No, because the devil don't like those kind of things because it cuts across the grain of the flesh. It cuts across the grain of the flesh. So then, he that's of the world, he heareth them that speaks concerning the world. He that is of God, he heareth us.
And now what about this, John? He said, now this is the way that you can tell, Brother Pike, when it is a spirit of error and when it is a spirit of truth. And I want to repeat that. John said, now Brother Pike, let me tell you how that you can tell the difference. He said, now this is the way that you can tell the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. He said, he that is of God will hear you because you speak of God. He that is of the world will hear him that speaketh concerning the world. He said, now this is your way of telling which spirit is which spirit. Brother, that isn't hard to tell, is it? That isn't hard to tell, is it? All right, so that keeps us straight in line. If the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father isn't there. The love of God within you, the love of the world isn't there. Can you stand with me now? Now, this hadn't been a very shouting message, has it? I'll tell you what, if you could have looked, I'd expect there'd been some devils jumping tonight. You probably just didn't see them. I saw some of them that were showing up restless tonight. I said, I saw some demons that were showing up restless tonight. They wanted to jump, but they're afraid to give themselves away. You can start preaching the gospel, and people are like a worm on a hot rock that can't sit still. They're out and they're in, and they're up and they're down, and they're out and they're in, and they're up and they're down. Because that devil on the inside of them has got to turn loose and leave, or they got to get out of here. Because the Bible said the wicked cannot sit in the congregation of the righteous. Isn't that right? When you preach old-time Holy Ghost gospel, the wicked cannot sit in the congregation of the righteous. You say, Brother Pike, what are you trying to do? We're trying to get the church ready to go to meet God. Praise God. Now I have to admit, when I'm down in South America and I'm over in the islands, I preach a little bit different. I preach the same gospel, but I'm a little more careful in the sense of handling the babes a little more careful because they don't know. And the bleeding hands of Jesus is stretched out to them that don't know, saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And to those heathens, God is saying, I love you. But to American people that know the gospel and know the ways of God, that's walked over the blood of Jesus, that's got the gospel from television and radio and every other place, God is saying, repent ye hypocrite, or I'll move your candlestick. Repent or I'll move your candlestick. God is saying to the church of today, lukewarm Laodicean, saying that you're rich and you have nothing when you're blind and naked and wretched. The church of today, blind and naked and wretched, and you don't have nothing. And you don't have nothing. That's what God is saying to America today. Proud America. America's like the king of Babylon. When he walked through the palace and he looked at the pictures and the beautiful arts and the things of his kingdom, and he said, look what my hands have gotten me. Look what a great king I am. Look what I have done. And the Bible said about that time, God smote him. He lost his mind. He went crazy. They had to put him out with the wild beast. And his fingernails grew out like claws. And his hair grew out like feathers. That's the way America is. Proud America has walked around and said, we're educated, we're smart, we're wise, and the rest of the world is a bunch of fools. While we're so smart, we can figure this thing out concerning God. We've got it all figured out. And about that time, they lost their mind. And their hair grew out like feathers. And the women let their fingernails grow out like claws. And they begin to be a bunch of hippies. And they're turning into vegetables. And they're doing every insane type of thing that they can do. Crazy, bewitching. Why? Because they look to their own ability, they look to their own strength. But brother and sister, Jesus is the way, Jesus is the light, Jesus is the truth. He's the only answer. Jesus. He's the only answer. You love Jesus. If you have a love for the truth, then God will accept you. But if not, He will send you strong delusions. And He will cause you to believe a lie. And He will let you be damned. America is having strong delusions. Did you know that? America is believing a lie. Did you know that? The American people are believing in a lying religion. They believe that everything's all right in their churches. They believe that they're on their way to heaven when they're on their way to hell. The Bible said, believe a lie. They believe they're on their way to heaven when they're on their way to hell. God has sent them strong delusions. You know why? Because they didn't love the truth. When God sent somebody preaching the truth, they wouldn't have it. Because it didn't fit their way of life. It didn't fit their human desire. It didn't fit their programs. It didn't fit their plans. It didn't fit what they wanted to do. They didn't want to conform to it. And so then God said, He just turned the devils and demons loose on them and said, go there and deceive them. You say, now, Brother Pike, that's not Bible. According to the Bible, there was a battle. There was a prophet that come to a king and said, thus saith the Lord. And the man wouldn't listen at him. He called his false prophets. The man said, I'm from God, thus saith the Lord. But the false prophet said, nay. And the Bible said somewhere in the spiritual realms a voice was heard. The prophet apparently heard it because he wrote it. Somewhere in the spiritual realms a spirit came up before the throne of God. And the spirit said, I am a lying spirit. God said to him, go down there in the mouth of those false prophets. He said, I'll go. God said, you'll go and prevail. And the Bible said the lying spirit went down there in the mouth of the false prophets. And the man believed him. And he mistreated the true prophet. Why? They had not a love for the truth. So God sent a lying spirit in the mouth of the false prophets. And they believe the false prophets. I will send you strong delusions. I will cause you to believe a lie. And I'll let you be damned. I'll convince you. I'll let devils and demons convince your mind that you are right. And nobody can't convince you of anything else. You'll be so stubborn and self-willed and hard-headed, as the world says, until nobody can't get you to believe nothing else. You'll believe everything that you want to believe. And you'll do everything that you want to do. And right at the last minute, you'll look up and say, my God, I've been a fool. That's the flames of hell I'm going into. I've been a fool. I've waited too late. And what can I do? But it'll be too late. That's like the infidel that was an infidel all of his life. But when he got ready to die, though he had told everybody there was no hell all of his life, yet when he got ready to die, he got all tore up and they said, what's the matter? He said, I'll tell you what's the matter. He said, I'd rather sit on a red hot stove for a million years than to go where I'm going. Sound like he'd become a believer. Like another fellow that made a smart statement, having a dispute, they said it was, in a general store, standing there having a dispute. And this man said, oh, there ain't no God, and the lightning flashing in the heaven. And the man raised his hand and said, I tell you what, if there's a God, I dare him to strike me down dead. Nothing didn't happen. He won the dispute. Everything seemed just fine as he started to walk off. He said, where is your God? Why didn't he strike me down dead? And when he opened his mouth again, a bug flew into his mouth and he choked him to death. What was it? The foolish and abase things to confound the wise. God wouldn't even waste a lightning bolt on him. He just showed him how foolish he was. He didn't need nothing but a bug to choke him to death. You love Jesus? I'm talking about reality, folks. The Bible said it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, that the beginning of wisdom is to fear God. Isn't that right? Do you fear the Lord tonight? Do you fear the Lord tonight? I'm talking about truth. The things that we're telling you is truth. Do you believe him tonight? Do you love him tonight? Do you cherish him tonight? If you do, then you're in good shape. Everything's going to be all right. All right, let's sing a little chorus together. I love you tonight. I appreciate you tonight. And I want to say again, if you are here and you don't know about Jesus,
you've never heard about Jesus to the extent that you've understood about Jesus, then the loving hands of God is stretched out to you saying, I love you, I forgive you, I desire you, I died for you, I'm not angry with you. Though you've made your mistakes and you've made your errors, and though you stumbled, my blood atones for you. It was for you that I went to Calvary. Will you then come unto me? I love you. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I love you. If you're in that condition, the blood of Jesus atones for you. But beware, friend, if you know the truth. Beware if you know the truth and you're not going on with God. Beware if you know the truth and you're not going on with God. Beware lest the wrath of God fall upon you and God tear you to pieces. Lest God tear you to pieces. For he said, beware ye that forget God. Did you know you can't forget God if you never knowed God? You got to know God to forget God. Beware ye that forget God, lest I tear you into pieces. He said, my people have forgotten me days without number. Days without number. My people have forgotten me days without number. It's days they fail to fast, days they fail to pray, days they fail to read my word, days they fail to communicate with me or to do the errands that I set forth for them to do. Days without number they have forgotten me. What a wonderful thing to be a Christian. And I love you and I appreciate you and God bless you. Appreciate so much Sister Jones being out the nights that she has. And this is the only night that Brother Paul hasn't been here. But I thank the Lord for every one of you. I thank God for this auditorium having a chance to witness the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus. I thank God for Brother Cobbs and them that came up and these others that are over here. Some that have come up from different places to be with us. Our brothers and sisters come from different places and different states to be with us. And we love you and we'd appreciate you. We might not see anything about you. We might not see you, might not recognize you. But we love you. We appreciate you. Appreciate the sister being down from Baltimore, Maryland. Appreciate all of you being here with us. And if we stayed on here and prayed and sought God, the Lord would eventually fill this place up. I believe that with all of my heart. As soon as the thing got out real good and people begin to fall under conviction, more people would begin to come. But you have to preach the devil off, and you have to break the yokes, and you have to break the bondages. And this, in the day that we're living in, if you have a real, genuine Holy Ghost revival, you got to preach, and you got to pray, and you got to fast, and keep on praying until you break through. And we're already breaking through. We're already breaking through for revival. But I didn't come up here for that purpose. That wasn't the purpose. When we went to Jeffersonville, Indiana, though the city opposed us, and though the cold weather come, and though my throat tied up, and though we had all kind of problems, we prayed till we broke through. We fasted till we broke through. We called on God till we broke through. And when we left, the people was crying for revival, standing around the altar, crying, tears running down their cheeks, and begging for revival. Because God broke through, and I felt God break through this thing. I felt him break through. It's breaking. Everything is breaking around. You say, I don't feel nothing. You couldn't feel anything unless you're born again. You couldn't feel anything unless you're fasting. You couldn't feel anything unless you're praying. When you're fed to the full and you're not fasting and you're not seeking God and you've not spent all night long on your knees calling on God, you couldn't feel anything. But I'm talking about those that have been doing that. They feel and they can tell when the darkness is backing off, and they can tell when the yoke is being broken. They can tell when something is taking place, and they can tell when the darkness is being penetrated. God is doing something wonderful, and I'm glad to be a part of it. But the thing is, we have
other meetings that are scheduled this year. We're planning, by the help of God, to reach across the different parts of the United States in answering some calls for the ministry, and then into the far-flung fields of Indonesia, India, and Africa. And we're planning to go, the Lord's will, to answer some calls in those countries. So then, it is our desire to do what we can while we're here, and if the Lord will help us, that's exactly what we're planning to do. I thank the Lord for the use of this auditorium, and I thank God for Sister Jones and Brother Paul that so gladly and freely let us use this auditorium out of the abundance of their heart. They said that they wanted to do it, and I offered to pay for the lights and for the gas, whereas I still most gladly would be glad to do it, and yet they insist that we were not to do it. Whereas I'm glad to do it, be more than glad. I think it's wonderful that they would even consider it. It's wonderful that they would take the outlook. You know, you add years to your life by helping the gospel, and on the other hand, you shorten your days by your disobedience. You can give yourself rich, or you can keep yourself poor. You can give until God makes you rich. You can be selfish and hoard up until you get so poor that you can't hardly get bread to eat. That's right. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. If you squeeze and squeeze and squeeze, trying to hold on to everything you got, then you're going to wind up a pauper. Did you know that? You're going to wind up a pauper. But when you honor the Lord with your substance, like using this building the way that we've been using it for the glory of God, the Bible said, honor the Lord with your substance. When you do that, the Bible said, your barns will be filled with plenty and your presses will burst out with new wine. Isn't that right? So I appreciate you. I appreciate you tonight. I appreciate Brother Will and the wife coming up. At their age, I think it's wonderful that they would come up with such a regularity to be with us here in the meeting. The others, may God richly bless you. Our brother that came last night with Sister Jones and them, I thought it was wonderful. He was a wonderful person. We talked with him and visited with him. And I was certainly glad to see Dahl come tonight. I asked about Dahl today. I didn't see him last night. And we're certainly glad to have him here in the service with us tonight. Now, I want to, before we close this service, I want to give you a chance to seek Jesus, to seek Jesus. As far as I know, tonight is the last night of the meeting. Now, I do not feel the revival closed. I do not feel the moving of the Spirit over. I do not feel the meeting at an end. To the contrary, it's just begun. It's just begun. But nevertheless, I set the close for tonight, unless the Lord spoke to us different, and so far, He hasn't. So then, it is wonderful in what I have seen God do here in the meeting. I believe I understand thoroughly what He is doing and what He has done. Now, while we sing a little chorus together, we're going to give you a chance to come. And I'm real hoarse tonight from preaching, but I usually stay that way. So you sing with me as we try to sing this little song. If your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and you have to get along on Megafan, oh, just remember in God's word how He fed the little birds. Take your burdens to my Lord and leave them there. Sing it with me.
Go leave them there. Go leave them there. Take your burden to my Lord and leave it there. For if you'll trust, don't ever doubt, God will surely lead you out. Take your burdens to my Lord and leave them there. Praise God. There comes Brother Paul now. That really makes me feel good because he ain't missed a night of this meeting. Don't you love Jesus? Don't you love Jesus? Go leave them there. You can leave them there. Take your burdens to my Lord. You can leave them there. And if you'll trust and don't ever doubt, God will surely lead you out. Take your burdens to my Lord and leave them there. Hallelujah. What a wonderful feeling. What a wonderful Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you? I feel the Holy Ghost, folks. Every night that I've come here, as far as I know from the bottom of my heart, there hasn't been a night that I've come here but what I haven't felt the Holy Ghost, Bill. I felt the wonderful Holy Spirit here. The wonderful Holy Ghost. I feel him all over me right now. I feel him going up and down the avenues of my soul. I feel him all over my back and my body. I feel the Holy Ghost. You know, it would be so good if you could believe so that you could feel him. It would be so good if you could have a little confidence in what the minister says and not be a skeptic and believe. It would be so good so that you could share that wonderful, jubilant feeling of the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramandriandramashidabariandarabosandaramasiah. I feel the God of heaven. I feel the God of heaven. I feel the God of heaven. Jesus. I feel him here tonight. I feel his great mercy, his great love, his tenderness, his kindness. Don't you love Jesus?
If you live a holy life,
don't you love him?
Shun the wrong and do the right.
Praise God.
Take your burden to the Lord.
When he reach down his hand for me, oh, when he reached all the way down for me, I was lost and undone without God or his Son. When he reached down his hand for me, sing it with me, will you? When my Jesus reached down for me, oh, when he reached way down for me, I was lost and undone without God or his Son. When he reached down his hand for me,
Don't you love him tonight?
And
a stream is flowing from Calvary. A stream is flowing, and it cleanses me from sin and shame. In Jesus' name, a stream is flowing from Calvary.
Stream is flowing.
What a wonderful thought to know tonight. That there is a stream. The Bible says there is a river. There is a river. There is a river whereof the waters, the stream, makes glad the city of God. Makes glad the city of God. Out of your innermost beings flows rivers of living water. That can make glad the lively stones that builds that city tonight. That wonderful river of life, trees of life. For the Bible said God's trees are full of sap, rooted by the river of life. And the roots of those trees going down into the river of life. The waters of life coming through the root of those trees from the river of life and out into the branches of those trees to produce the wonderful fruits of the Spirit. The city and the streams whereof makes glad the city of God. What a wonderful thought tonight. I want you tonight, while they're singing, I want you to step out. Folks, I want you to step out down here. Hallelujah. I feel God. I feel God. I feel God. I feel God here tonight. I want you to step out down here tonight. And I want you to gather around this altar tonight. I want you to call on the name of Jesus. The Bible said, call upon him while he's near. Call on him while he may be found. Hallelujah. Call on the name of Jesus. Praise God. Call on the name Jesus. Call upon him. If you love him tonight, call upon him. Can you do that tonight? Hallelujah.
And he go.
Hallelujah.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk.
Do you love him tonight?
Teach me, Lord.
Do you love him tonight? Do you love Jesus tonight? Do you love him tonight? Are you honest with Christ tonight? You know, it's so wonderful.
They shall mount up.
I thought about the death, the killing, the killing, the killer, the killer. Satan is a killer. Satan is a killer. At the time that the Christ child was born, there was a killing, and they slew the babes. And I thought about the killing in Atlanta, Georgia. In Ramah, a voice was heard, Rachel crying for her children, and would not be comforted, for they are not. And then I thought about what they told me this morning. I believe it was in the city of New York that they caught a killer that had come through Atlanta, Georgia. The killer that had killed a little 11-year-old black boy, put him in the trunk of the car of a Cadillac. They caught him over in New York. You know, it's something what God will do. It's something what God can do. in the way that he works his wonderful mysteries. In Ramah, a voice was heard, Rachel crying for her children. She would not be comforted, for they are not. For they are not. At that time, the man child was born. And the Bible said, at that very hour, he was caught up to the throne. He was caught up to the throne. At that very hour, he was caught up to the throne. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thought. Jesus. Jesus. Can you call that wonderful name Jesus tonight? Can you say Jesus? How many of you can say Jesus? Let me hear you say Jesus. Can you say Jesus? Are you ashamed of Jesus? Will you call on the name of Jesus? For the Bible said it shall come to pass that whosoever calleth upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. Can you call upon the name of Jesus? Can you call upon the name of Jesus? Can you ask Jesus to heal you tonight? Can you ask Jesus to bless you tonight? Will you ask Jesus to love you and help you tonight? Or will you call on him tonight? Will you call on him tonight? What a wonderful experience to call upon the wonderful name of Jesus, that wonderful Son of God, that wonderful Savior that spilled his blood for you. Hallelujah. I feel a wonderful presence of God tonight. I feel the wonderful presence of God tonight. I feel faith tonight, don't you? I feel faith tonight, don't you? Can you call on the name of Jesus tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is offering to you eternal life tonight. Wouldn't you like to live forever? Do you want to die? Why will you die, O Israel? Jesus said. Why will you die, O Israel? I don't want you to die. Why then will you die? I don't want you to die. Will you die? Why will you die? I want you to live. God is the Spirit of life. Isn't it right? Death is God's enemy. Is that right? Death is God's enemy. Death came by man. The Bible said death came by man. Did you know death didn't come by God? God didn't have anything to do with death. Death came by man. You understand what I'm saying tonight? Death came by man. Death didn't come by God. You know, we are afraid of death. We look forward to death. We can't escape death. We say we're helpless. Death must take us. But brother, sister, God didn't bring death. Death didn't come by God. Death is not an instigation of God. The Bible said death came by man. God was the one that moved death. God sent Jesus to die at Calvary to move death. Can you believe in life? If you believed in death, can you believe in life? Can you believe in life tonight? Can you believe in life tonight? Why believe in death? Believe in what God done. Believe in what God done. Don't believe in what Satan done. Don't believe in what man done. Believe in what God done. Life came by God. Death came by Lucifer. Death came by Lucifer. Death came by Lucifer. Death came by man. Is that right? Oh, my brother, you say, how did it come? When man turned away from the spirit to the flesh. Lucifer got in because he savors the things that be of the flesh because he's cut off from the spirit. You say, how then can we get life? By just turning away from the flesh back to the spirit. If turning from the spirit to the flesh brought death, then just turn away from the flesh back to the spirit and you got life. You got life. He that believeth on my word, the spirit is passed from death unto life. Can you believe tonight? Can you believe tonight? Can you believe tonight? Brother, it's important that you believe tonight. Sisters, it's important that you believe tonight. You must believe. You must believe. You must believe tonight. Can you believe tonight? Can you believe tonight? Hallelujah. Can you believe tonight? I want you to believe tonight. Can you believe? You must believe. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, if thou canst believe, hallelujah, if thou canst believe, Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, as I lay hands upon the sister tonight, in the name of the Son of God, I want you to break every yoke. I want you to deliver from sin. Deliver from evil. Deliver from corruption. Father, deliver from sickness. Deliver from bondage. I feel the anointing of God, Father. I feel the blessings of God. I feel the quickening of the Spirit tonight. Father, I feel you delivering. Save, heal, forgive, deliver. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Feel, I feel your Spirit, Father. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Purge, purify. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I lay hands upon this brother tonight, in the name of the Son of God, fill with the Holy Ghost, break every yoke, move sin, take away corruption and evil, my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus tonight, Father, minister to this brother. Hallelujah. 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 I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Don't you? I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up in loving for a minute. Let's tarry for just a minute. Let's tarry for just a minute. Hallelujah. Let's tarry for just a minute. Tell the brother to come right here. Let's tarry for just a minute. Hallelujah. Step right up here, Vernon. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, by your wonderful Spirit, Father, heal tonight. Forgive tonight. Break every yoke tonight. Move the corruption tonight. Help him to believe tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Fill with your Spirit, Jesus. In the name of Jesus tonight, heal and save. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of the Son of God tonight, move by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Father, in the name of the Son of God, move by your Spirit, break every yoke, Father, save in Jesus' name, fill with the Holy Ghost, fill with the Holy Ghost tonight, let your great Spirit come down tonight, oh God, in Jesus' name, enlarge the heart of the sister tonight to believe on the Son of God. Speak to her heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Son of God, I feel faith, Lord, in these hearts tonight. Filled with the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel the wonderful presence of God tonight. I feel the divine deliverance of God tonight. I feel healing tonight. Praise God, I feel God speaking tonight. Don't you love him tonight? Don't you love him tonight? Hallelujah. Let's sing that chorus again. When he reached down his hand for me, Can we sing it again? When he reached down his hand for me. Oh, when he reached away down for me, I was lost and undone without God or his son. When he reached down his hand for me, sing it with me now. When my Jesus reached down for me, oh, when he reached away down for me, don't you feel him tonight? I was lost and I wasn't done without God or his son. When he reached down his hand for me. Do you love him tonight?
My Savior.
Do you love him?
Reach down.
Do you love Jesus tonight? Don't you believe in the reality of the Son of God tonight? Don't you believe? Let's tarry for just a minute. They tarried 10 days. They tarried till they were filled with the power of God. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Don't you? I feel him, Brother Carnes. I feel him. Hallelujah. I feel him tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. Don't you feel him? Let God bless you tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Let God bless you tonight. Love the Lord tonight. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Don't you want eternal life tonight? Don't you want eternal life tonight? Hallelujah. God is giving eternal life tonight. Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful thought. What a wonderful thought to know that God is giving eternal life tonight. Don't you love him? Don't you love him tonight? The wonderful presence of Jesus tonight. As the Spirit of God is moving, I feel him moving tonight. I feel God here tonight. Life. Life, oh beloved friend, life. Soon God will withdraw from the earth. Soon God's Spirit will be gone. There won't be any more life. God's Spirit will withdraw. There won't be any more life. Life will be gone forever. But life is available. Life is available. You can have eternal life tonight. You can have eternal life tonight. If thou canst believe, Jesus said, you can have eternal life tonight if you can believe. All you got to do is believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can have eternal life. Oh, Father, heal tonight. Forgive tonight. Break every yoke and fill with the Holy Ghost tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus tonight, Father, fill with the Holy Ghost tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name, fill with the Holy Ghost tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, and break every yoke in Jesus' name tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost, Father, and break every yoke tonight. Heal in the name of Jesus. I felt you heal this little one this morning, Father, in Jesus' lovely name. Fill with the Holy Ghost tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Let the great Spirit of God come. Fill with the Holy Ghost, Father. Fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Fill these people with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Fill them with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name tonight. Father, fill with the Holy Ghost. Fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Stretch out your hand, oh God, and fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Fill with the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Oh, fill with the Holy Ghost. Let these people be filled with the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Ramanda Ramashida Barianda Ramanda Rabosida Barianda Ramasaya. Oh, Lamasianda Ramanda Rasanda Ramoshanda Ramanaya. Oh, Rabarianda Ramasanda Ramasaya. Oh, Ramarianda Ramasida Barianda Ramoshanda Rianda Rabosanda Ramasaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, Father. Lord, bring eternal life tonight. Bring eternal life tonight in Jesus' name, Father. Fill with the Holy Ghost tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name tonight. Father, fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost, Father. Fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Fill with the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Fill these people with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name tonight, Father. Fill them with the Holy Ghost tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Father, in Jesus' wonderful name tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted.
I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Oh, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. My healing's what I wanted. My healing's what I wanted. My healing's what I wanted from the Lord. My healing's what I wanted. My healing's what I wanted. My healing's what I wanted from the Lord. Oh, I got
just what I wanted.
Oh, I got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted from the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Salvation's what I wanted. Salvation's what I wanted. Salvation's what I wanted from the Lord. Salvation's what I wanted. Salvation's what I wanted. Salvation's what I wanted from the Lord. And I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. The Holy Ghost is what I wanted. The Holy Ghost is what I wanted. The Holy Ghost is what I wanted from the Lord. Oh, the Holy Ghost is what I wanted. The Holy Ghost is what I wanted. And I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Well, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I want you to love the Lord for a few more minutes and we're going to let you go. But let's love him just for a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes. Can you love him just a few more minutes? Can you make love to Jesus? Can you make love to Jesus? Can you make love to Jesus? Just a few more minutes. Can you make love to Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you love him tonight? Jesus is with us tonight. Let's believe together. Father of heaven, in the name of Jesus, look down from out of heaven tonight and God heal tonight and God save tonight and God forgive tonight and God deliver tonight. Look down from heaven. Speak, O God, to thy people tonight. Speak to thy people in the name of Jesus tonight. The words of consolation and comfort. In the name of the Son of God tonight, pour out of your Spirit upon your people tonight. That lovely, wonderful Holy Ghost, Father. Lord, let it flow down from heaven tonight in the name of the Son of God. May your blessings be here. May your glory be here. May your kindness be here. May your great Spirit be poured out upon us, Father. And if we feel that great, wonderful blessing, that great, wonderful power of God, hear us tonight in the name of the Son of God. I ask you to do it in Jesus' name, Father.
Keeping me alive.
Hallelujah.
Keeping me alive.
Hallelujah. Let's sing this chorus. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Oh, sweet Spirit. Sweep over my soul. For I've anchored my soul in God's haven of rest, and I'll sail the wild seas no more. And though the tempest did may sweep over the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I am safe evermore. Sing it with me now. For I have anchored my soul in God's haven of rest, and I will sail the wild seas no more. And though the tempest it may sweep, hallelujah, over the wild stormy deep. I love you, Paul. Hallelujah. Jesus, I am saved evermore. If you've really done it, sing it now. I have anchored. The Bible said you need an anchor for the soul. You need an anchor for the soul. You need an anchor for your soul tonight. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Can you say hallelujah? Glory to God.
Over the wild
stormy deep, but in Jesus I am safe evermore. One more time now. For I've anchored my soul in God's haven of rest, and I'll sail the wild seas no more. For the tempest may sweep over the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I'm safe evermore. Well, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming to carry me home, it was a
band of
angels coming after me, coming to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, they're coming
to carry me. Swing low, sweet chariot. They're coming to carry me home. Well, if you get there before I do, they're coming to carry me home. Tell all of my friends that I'm coming too. They're coming to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming to carry me. Swing low, sweet chariot, they're coming to carry me home. You love him? Hallelujah. Slip your hands up one more time. Close your eyes again. Hallelujah. Brother Willie, come up here, will you? Yea, I say unto thee that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Yea, and the Lord is in thy midst tonight to bless thee. Yea, and the Lord shall lead thee to the fountains of living water. Yea, and the Lord shall lead thee in a straight way. And God shall bless thee, and the Lord shall make thee to feed in green pastures. Yea, the Lord shall guide thee day by day, and he shall bless thee, and he shall pour out upon thee the mercy of God and the blessings of God. For the Lord shall be thy shepherd. Yea, for the Lord is thy shepherd, and the Lord desireth thee, and thou art the sheep of my pasture tonight, saith the Lord. My hand is outstretched to my people, for my coming draweth nigh, saith the Lord. Therefore be ready, watch and pray, saith the Lord, for the hour is at hand when the Son of God shall appear. Look up, for thy redemption draweth nigh. Call upon the name of the Lord while he is near. Look to God tonight, for the Lord desireth thee. And if thou canst believe tonight, the Lord will bless thee. Hallelujah. I feel God tonight, don't you? I feel God tonight, don't you? I feel the presence of God tonight, don't you? Hallelujah. Can you believe tonight? Thou art the sheep of my pasture. Hallelujah. God's eyes is ever upon the righteous. He's looking down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Lift your hands tonight. Let's love Jesus. Let's worship the Lord as Brother Willie comes tonight. Hallelujah. I want Willie to sing a little chorus with you tonight while you've got your eyes closed and your hands lifted. I want Willie to sing a little chorus with you. As he sings a little chorus with you tonight, I want you to worship the Lord, and then after this, he's going to dismiss you. Can you love the Lord for just a few more minutes? I just feel like Willie ought to sing a little chorus with you tonight. Hallelujah. That's why I called him up here. Hallelujah. Can you sing a little chorus with him?
We'll overcome. We'll overcome. We'll overcome today. It's in our hearts. We do believe. We'll overcome today. We'll shout the victory. Shout the victory. We'll shout the victory. Some glory, happy day. It's in our heart. We do believe. We'll shout the victory today. We'll overcome. We'll overcome. We have overcome today. If in our heart we do believe, we overcome someday. We'll see our Savior face. See our Savior face. Sing our Savior face, some glorious and happy day. It's in our heart, we do believe, we see our blessed Savior today. We'll overcome, we'll overcome. We have overcome this blessed and happiest day. It's in our heart. We do believe we have overcome today.